James Comer asks Treasury for all suspicious activity reports related to Burisma, Maltese Bank, Vic Jeremic. By Wendell Hasebo on June 29, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, asked Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to hand over all suspicious activity reports, SARs, related to the alleged $5 million bribe President Joe Biden received from a Burisma holding executive. The Committee on Oversight and Accountability has reviewed government documents that allege President Biden, while serving as vice president, solicited and received a bribe from a foreign source in return for certain actions, Comer wrote Yellen Wednesday. Comer's request is in relation to a Maltese bank account opened by a Burisma executive for Hunter Biden. Emails uncovered by the nonprofit Marco Polo suggest Burisma tried to move money to the Bidens through a Maltese bank account set up by Vadim Pasharsky. Comer also appears to be digging deeper into the Bidens' dealings with Serbian politician Vic Jeremic. Comer requested that Hunter and James Biden and Jeremic turn over information about their business dealings, but all three refused to cooperate. U.S. banks flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that included large amounts of money flagged for further review by the Treasury. SARs can contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. Comer requested Yellen hand over all the SARs in relation to the alleged $5 million bribe President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden each received in small sums through separate bank accounts from Burisma executive Mykola Slachevsky. According to Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, an FBI informant document indicates Slachevsky allegedly kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with him as an insurance policy. Watch, Grassley. Foreign national in alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. In the letter, Comer stated, these allegations are consistent with the committee's ongoing investigation of the Biden family's foreign business transactions. Transactions that subpoenaed bank records have revealed allowed Biden family members and associates to profit over $10 million from foreign sources. The committee is investigating the allegations it has reviewed and seeks documents in the Department of the Treasury's Treasury control, including certain suspicious activity reports, SARs, on file with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Comer requested SARs related to all Burisma holding executives, along with key additional Biden family foreign business partners and entities, no later than July 12, 2023. 1. Burisma and all corporate affiliates and subsidiaries thereof including, but not limited to, Brocity Investments Limited. 2. Mykola Slachevsky. 3. Karina Slachevska. 4. Vadim Pasharsky. 5. Alexander Kotlarsky. 6. Vic Jeremic, and 7. Center for International Relations and Sustainable Development. Previous SARs obtained by the committee revealed a Biden associate, Rob Walker, received a $3 million wire transfer from SFC Energy. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.